This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Come out today for your delicious donut indulgence. Eddie Ift, welcome back to this. Welcome home.
Thank you.
It's been
nice
a long
to see you,
time.
Buddy.
It's great to see everyone here except for Hooman.
Whatever. Anyway, talking about Eddie, we posted a mediocre picture of him on the Alice 973 Instagram. He's playing at the punchline. You want to see the mediocre?
Nobody comments on my Instagram stories as much as Hooman, and they're always like, more of your daughter, we don't like you.
And bad parenting. That's another moment of bad parenting.
He really hurt me once with a bad parenting comment.
What did you do?
What did I do, Hooman?
All right, so his daughter had these, like, eggs filled with confetti. And so the daughter's like, Daddy, you know, come out here. And Eddie comes out, and the kid smashes the egg on Eddie's head, and all this confetti comes out. So Eddie's like, all right, well, you know, maybe we should teach her a lesson here. And he takes one of the eggs... And he smashes it on the kid's head, and the little girl starts crying. And she's like,
"You didn't have to hit her that hard."
And
Eddie.
as she's crying, Eddie starts to laugh and goes, "Why are you crying? You did it to me." I write bad parenting, bro. Bad parenting.
So the guy who hates you the most is your most avid viewer on Instagram.
Yeah. You had to pick the worst possible picture of me. He even wrote in there, P.S., look at Vinny. Jesus.
Well, listen, I blame Soleil, our intern. She said, that's a good one.
I know. I don't like my picture either.
All right, we'll do another one.
No, we won't.
Post them back to back.
Forget it. Jesus. Of course, Hooman falls right into his statue pose.
He's got a blue steel.
Oh, he sucks his gut in and drops his head down and turns to the right. Yeah. And you're like,
I'll give you a little tip someone taught me, Hooman. Put your tongue to the roof of your mouth. It'll make your double chin go away.
Oh.
I do that.
You want to hear some more of that genius tonight at the punchline, everybody.
Oh, he's been cracking us up in here. He's talking to Vinny about his daughter that he has on the way. And
How's Hooman feel about family?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
About what?
What Sarah just said?
What did Sarah just say?
Vinny's daughter on the way?
Oh, Vinny's daughter on the way.
What's going on here?
I'm not saying anything.
What's going on right
what's
now?
What's happening
what,
right now?
What is he talking
do you
about?
I gotta go to the bathroom. Every single thing that's ever happened. My God, yesterday at lunch you made this
big deal. Don't do that.
Then you're the jerk on the air. What's happening here? Do you have some kind of announcement you want to make?
I was going to make one to him.
About Hooman?
No, I am about to have a baby come out of my wife.
Oh, a second baby for Eddie and Lauren?
Wow.
Yes. And I don't know how he knows. Lauren must have told him.
Lauren, did you tell Hooman? That's a big mistake.
She said no. She didn't tell Hooman.
I don't think I told him because we just announced it.
Did you tell him?
Well, if you announced it, he saw it.
No, he's really creepy that he knows one of our biggest secrets in life.
Well, he does have that camera at your house.
You and Vinny are on the same track.
Yes. Yes. Vinny and I, apparently our children are going to come out around the same time. Like, they'll be a month
apart.
When
are you due?
September 30th.
Congratulations.
Is that right?
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Do you know the sex yet?
No, I don't.
Are you guys going to find out?
We didn't last time until it came out. And the doctor even said to me, he goes, Dad, do you want to call it? And I was like, what? He goes, you call the sex. We'll pick it up and you call it. So they picked up the baby and they go, Dad. And I was like, I was up with Lauren at her head, because it was a C-section and came up. And so I was very worried about Lauren. I'm like, and they're like, Dad. And I look up and they're like, Dad, like, call it. And I go, and I didn't know. I was like, it's a
umbilical cord.
It's a... what is that? And the guy goes, it's a girl. And I was like, oh. And there was just so much like stuff there. And I was like, oh, God. And Lauren's like, in the middle, she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. It's fine. They're just going to, we'll find out in a little bit.
I'm back from the bath.
So how did you know?
Yeah, how did you know?
Yeah, you told me.
When?
I thought you guys hated each other.
No, he's like...
It's that whole love-hate
He sent me a message the other day saying Izzy's the best part of your family.
Oh, that must have made Lauren feel really nice.
Yeah, he doesn't like the two of us. We've ruined his life.
Oh, that's right. The whole wedding thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren's here, Hooman. You can get right on her and leave your friend Eddie alone.
Yeah, why don't you ride her for not inviting you to the wedding?
Yeah.
She actually...
I don't want to make her cry.
She actually... Remember, she secretly invited three of my friends.
Oh.
When I didn't even know, she sneaked them into my wedding. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and Hooman didn't make that list.
No, that's too bad.
Well, she knows you really well, so. How does that make you feel, Hooman?
He hasn't been down in a while. Did he give up on his Hollywood?
He doesn't have a place to stay anymore because your place
is
closed.
We have a spare bedroom for him that we call Hooman's room, the Hooman suite.
Oh.
And he never comes to use it.
Hooman, what's going on here?
He's busy, you know, family stuff. I don't want to intrude, interrupt.
Hooman was in L.A. a couple weeks ago, Eddie.
He goes down there all the time, actually.
Really? Where do you stay now, Hooman?
You know, different W and Westwood, stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
This has
gotten crunchy.
We're really not fun anymore.
We were having so much fun before we got on the air. I feel really bad now that this spot's gone dark.
It's totally fine. I'm sure we'll recover.
I get it. Hooman just doesn't like family.
Well, Hooman, I think, does like... I mean, nobody loves their mom the way Hooman loves his mom. And I think that secretly he wishes that he had a great family. So maybe it's like a jealousy thing.
No, I think he really liked hanging out with me when I was single and would go out every night.
He did really like that.
And now it's
you
like,
have a whole different track in you. In fact, if like anything, you're like a home repair guy. You're like a Mr. Fix-It.
He thinks I'm cheating on him. That's what it is.
With your house and family.
Yes.
I see. I'll say one thing, you know, he's a dedicated bachelor and it is difficult to be that guy because people do go through phases in their lives. And it does, I'm sure it's a total bummer for him that, you know, all these people that he was best friends with have gone and married and encumbered themselves.
I'm still really fun. I just have to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the
only not tonight you don't. I mean. So you guys are kidless this week.
Yeah, it's like been the first time in a while too.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So you're having a whole just kind of honeymoon.
It really is. I did the Throckmorton last night.
Oh, how did it go?
It was really that's just the most fun gig. And
it's such a cute little town. Are you staying right by there?
Yeah, we're staying right by there. And the last time I was there, sad. Last time I was there I worked with Robin Williams. So yeah. Yeah, so I had that memory of, like, I was telling Lauren last night, I'm like, I was in this green room the whole time with him, and just talked to him the whole time about Australia, and you know, Dana Carvey used to be up there all the time, and it's such a fun theater. It's always an amazing show. Every show is great.
And it's crazy that they are able to pull off a Tuesday night. I mean, it's
packed.
For years
packed.
Tuesday nights have ruled there.
Yeah, and they're so nice. They treat you so well. Like, it's so nice. Comics, people just crap on us constantly and just try to pull on, you know, you go to get paid and it's less than you were getting paid. I got my check. There was more money in it. Like they always like want to make you happy.
Who does that?
I know. It's like they're
Throckmorton, they're
the best. They're the best people. And I love that gig. The punchline tonight. Let's hope this one sells out.
Oh, are you getting close?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You haven't even checked?
It gets too scary. That's the worst part about being a comedian. It used to be I just wanted to have good shows. I was like, I just want to have a good show. That's all that matters.
Right.
But now it's like, I hope there are people there.
Because I know I'm going to have a good show. Well, I've been saying, you know, because a lot of people go out to see comedy on the weekends. Yeah. And a lot of times what you're dealing with is a lot of people who are out for their Friday or Saturday night. They're drinking. If you're a comedy purist, yes, like a midweek thing is a great time to go.
It is. Those are the best audiences because they care about comedy. So they
they're
want
there for
you,
a reason.
They want you to do your, like, really, and I'm not saying people on weekends don't want you to do your good stuff.
No, they want you to be funny.
They want a good time. They're like, they want a cover band.
Mm. Where do all the hits.
Yeah. Where the weeknights are like, let me see your most interesting, newest, coolest, best stuff that you've written. And so I know a comedian that does the festival circuit that won't play on weekends.
Oh.
He's that famous that his name's Daniel Kitson. He's a British comic. You'd love him. And he's brilliant.
But he's not that famous. I have no idea.
He's a British
famous
comic.
In England.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he will only do weeknights. He doesn't do weekends because he doesn't want that crowd in.
Oh, how funny.
Good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder he's an
calling
elitist.
His own
English
shots.
Elitist.
Good for
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Hey, so what's
But I'll be at the bowling alley on Saturday.
I'll do anything anywhere.
I got a second kid on the way.
To right. The point I was about to ask, the schedule you're keeping, I've looked up on, I keep up with you on Facebook, and dude, you are all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the second kid scaring the hell out of you, or what?
It's, yeah, her preschool costs more than my college.
What? The one that you have already?
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Save every extra penny. You got
somebody out there has expensive taste.
She wants the best for her babies.
I don't really care. She likes to buy the best stuff in the world.
You know she's right there.
Yeah, I know.
She's
I
mean, under
you're
the
gonna,
speaker.
And you're going to spend the rest of the day with her.
And life.
And, yes, et cetera. You
I did
do
notice
not make good decisions.
She was wearing that sort of overall-y thing.
You knew.
Well, I didn't know.
It
but
crossed
then
my mind when I first saw her. I'm like, ooh, she's dressed a little baggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the right time for them if they're going to do it.
She is a fashionista.
Yes. She's got a jewelry line now, so she gets
I'll
to
plug that. Give her a plug.
Yeah, it's Lauren Frank's Fine Jewelry.
Shame.
She might be able to hook you up, Sarah. I know some people. I know some people.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do. I actually love jewelry. I never wear it.
I never wear anything. I won't even wear a watch.
What about
you? You don't have a wedding ring on. Where's that?
I lost it in a strip club somewhere. It
Great.
You're an awesome husband.
Yeah.
You're the
She's
best.
So lucky.
No, I don't wear a
She doesn't even smirk at your jokes, bro. Just so you know, she just taps her foot in annoyance.
Her yeah, she's probably heard him a million times.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, yeah, this guy. No, God, funny guy, do your routine.
I don't
I'm
wear.
I'm glad I'm part of your jokes. It's hilarious.
I don't wear the wedding ring because I'm claustrophobic. And claustrophobia is not just a fear of confined spaces, it's also a fear of constricting objects.
So yeah, why the hat?
Married.
That restrict your freedom and don't allow you to hang out with your friends. No, I don't like rings. Have you ever seen degloving?
No.
Google that and see why you'll never wear a wedding ring again.
Does it catch on something?
Yes.
Pull?
Oh, the skin.
Oh, God. Oh,
it happened
God.
To Jimmy Fallon.
You want
to
see?
Yeah.
I don't want to see. Don't
I
do it.
I thought he fell through a glass table.
No, he can't, see it. He can't even play guitar anymore, right?
Yeah, look what happens. I just had it happen to a friend, a neighbor across the street. Just happened to him.
Is he like a worker guy or something?
Yeah, he was
Fallon,
working.
Fallon, it shouldn't have happened to Fallon. He doesn't do anything.
I met a guy at my show who told me he was running down steps.
Yeah.
And there was a pipe above the step that he would always grab onto and swing on.
Oh, no.
And like jump off
God.
Of. And the ring just caught on it and just pulled all the skin right off. I mean, there are pictures on the internet of just the bone.
Yeah, I just saw them.
Just is Fallon?
No, Fallon. I don't know how Fallon did his. You know, he's probably drunk or something.
I was going to say that the story is not that he was degloved by his ring. It was something else entirely.
Oh, you
but
know?
You, well, you would know better than us. I mean, I'm sure you've. Have you been on The Tonight Show?
No, I have not.
Oh. And
I
know. Well, never mind. I guess maybe I would know better.
And the booker, Michael Cox, happens to be my old agent's assistant, and we're good friends. And I don't know why I haven't been on The Tonight Show, Michael Cox.
You live right there, too.
Yeah, I know.
You can drive right into town.
I know.
In
I guess
a snap.
I know. I could go do it. I'm available.
Did you invite him to the wedding?
No, he wasn't invited to the wedding. And I wasn't invited to
happens.
His either.
You're burning bridges left and right. I'm not surprised at all.
Wait, isn't the Tonight Show in New York? I
thought yeah, it was yeah, New York the Tonight City. Show is in New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's, oh, right.
Still, you'd have, yeah. you know.
He's moved. You know what? I never watched those shows.
I know. I know. I think he's because the roots are based in Philly.
No, as far as I know, it was the Leno show, right?
That right.
Was,
oh, that was in L.A.
That was
for
in
sure.
L.A. Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So today we're going to go see Ready Player One. Have you read that book?
No, I haven't read the book, but I read all these crazy reviews from South by Southwest saying that this movie was like revolutionary.
Mm.
Like, why is this movie the...
Well, the book, I'm a huge fan of the book. Vinny and I read the book. I mean, I've read the book. Did you read it more than once, too?
I have, and yeah. I actually recommended it to the missus, and she's never finishes books, and she loved it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't read fictional books. I only read nonfiction.
You should actually give this one a try. Just it, maybe you'll like the movie, and you won't need to read the book.
Right.
I don't know, but it's like I grew up in the 80s, and it's just so... But it's beyond that, too. It's a cool
it's a great
adventure
story.
And yeah. kind of a look at the future that feels like it could really happen, and it's excellent. So, and with Spielberg at the helm...
Has, you know, that guy over there, has he seen it yet?
He saw it last night, and he's going to come with us today.
Again, he
well.
Liked it that much?
Well, Hooman,
well,
do you want to give us a little...
Yeah, it's very good, but...
And you never read the book.
No, I didn't read the book. But it's... You have to like video games. You have to like that genre. You have to like Back to the Future. Like, there are certain things that, when you see them, if they don't take you to that place... The movie's not going to connect with you.
I rewatched E.T. since they put it up on Netflix.
Oh.
And it took me back to when I was like 9 years old or whatever. And I was like crying. I was like, this is the best movie.
It really
ever.
Is great.
And I couldn't believe like Lauren went to bed, and I'm like, I'm going to stay up and watch this. And I stayed up and watched it, and I was like jumping up and down. I'm like, this is the best movie. And I want to show my daughter, but I read online like when you can show movies to kids. Like, and E.T. was not for a three-year-old because they have to deal with death in it because E.T. dies.
Also, it's not, I mean,
oh,
I just.
Oh, no. Yeah. Spoiler alert,
everybody.
Oh, what are you doing?
Damn it.
You know he actually doesn't, though, right? You remember the end?
Spoiler again.
Double spoiler. I mean, the movie is from 1985 or something.
But, 82.
Oh, my God,
but
you
then,
guys.
But then he 82? Dies in the sequel.
There is no sequel. Stop.
What is happening?
Eddie, did you have the same problem Vinny has where your kid wants to hear the same song 100 times a day?
Yes. And my kid... I didn't want to bring my kid up on like Frozen or any of those.
Oh, yeah. Nice try.
I've done a good really luck. Good job. I boycotted it from my house. I don't want any Disney stuff. But she found Perry Grip. Do you know Perry Grip?
I no. do not.
Play Perry it. Grip is this guy that takes YouTube videos. And he just watches like a video. The one I found first was a monkey riding on the back of a pig. And he just writes a song about it. And he was like a punk rock singer. And he writes these songs. So he's got this like crazy album of songs, and like he's got like 10 albums. I don't know how many albums he has.
But they're all songs about weird videos
weird
he's
stuff.
Seen on
and
YouTube?
Mostly animals and food. And kids freak
Perry
out about
Grip.
Them. Perry Grip, like songs about breakfast burritos.
Nice.
So my daughter's obsessed with these.
Oh,
and
you can get behind that.
Yeah,
right?
I'm the one that introduced her because I thought it was really creative and interesting. But I'll be up at like 6 a.m. making coffee, and she'll come running into the kitchen and go, "Alexa, Alexa!"
Oh, yeah, don't say your name on the air, man. You just woke everybody's Alexa up.
So do you remember the band Nerf Herder?
Yes,
that's who this guy is.
Oh, funny.
Yeah,
he's from Nerf Herder.
Well, I'll be asking my home assistant to play those songs later. So I think my kids will love that. We have to take a break. Eddie Ift is here with us in the studio. He's going to hang out for a bit. Punchline, SF Punchline tonight. And then that's it. You're off to...
I got
to
go home for my daughter's 3 and a half birthday.
Oh, three and a half.
Oh, boy.
We do it because she has a Christmas birthday, so we have a...
Oh, that's nice.
She doesn't really have a birthday. Yeah, it was great. So we do it at the half mark so that she really gets to celebrate. And my in-laws come down, and last year my father-in-law puked. So
he
parties hard.
Great.
And I tried.
So they are great grandparents.
I tried to get Perry Grip to come play, and he didn't return my calls.
Oh,
so.
That's weird. All right. Well, listen, we'll be back in just a second. Eddie's going to hang out. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 2018 Outside Lands, August 10th through the 12th in Golden Gate Park. Heads up, Eager Beaver tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at sfoutsidelands.com. Of course, Alice has your tickets, and right now you can skip all the lines. Just get them before anybody can even buy them. Call number 97-800-400-3697. We will hand you a pair of three-day general admission tickets to the 2018 Outside Lands Festival. Call now. Our guest today is Eddie Ift. Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So he's sitting in with us as we do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can go to get all the info, and you can watch this show.
You sure can.
So if you want to see how Eddie's
right
looking.
Right there, Eddie. Right there.
Check him out right over here.
RadioAlice.com/watch takes you right to the looking glass.
Handsome young man there.
Well, handsome.
Wow. What do you mean?
Wow, everybody really got in there quick, didn't you?
That's what we do. You act like this is your first time on the show. Your teeth look great.
I had to get my teeth fixed because of you.
Yeah, well.
What does that mean, fixed?
Blame it on me.
Is it a cap now?
Yeah, they're veneers.
Oh, you got a bunch of veneers?
He doesn't know. Sarah used to torture me.
No, I do know. Yeah. I just ignored it because I don't care about your teeth.
Thank you. You seem like a nice young man.
Well, to me, you know, you're trying to make it, trying to be a star, and you've got two big front brown teeth. You know,
who's
you get
trying
some...
to be a star? I gave that up.
Dude,
a while
your wife
ago.
Is laughing so hard right now. I've never seen her so happy.
I'm like, he's a good looking dude.
She's
like,
overjoyed.
What
at this.
Are you doing?
A
not smiling
Jew?
And,
what are you talking
said
about?
Said a good-looking dude.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were getting anti-Semitic
I have no God, idea if you're Jewish or not.
Who knows?
Well, I just found out some stuff about Eddie. That's
did you? Oh, breaking news from the...
Well...
Here come the spoilers. You know he can't keep a secret.
All right.
I just...
Reporting live from the green room.
I found it weird that Eddie... you know, rifles through his wife's closet and throws away her shoes.
Oh.
The ones he doesn't like. Yells at her.
She tells him everything. There's one pair of shoes I hate.
I don't know why you
like
that.
Why do you hate them?
They just look like very, like...
Look at this guy.
She looks like she should be driving a truck in them. You know, like they're just like...
So they're like work shoes.
Like large, Marge shoes. No, they're not like work shoes. They're Peppermint Patty shoes. That's what they are.
Oh, just like big old clunkers?
They're like
so
ugly
you threw
sandals.
Them away?
I didn't. I'm threatening to.
No, oh. She says he throws away her shoes often,
wow.
Repeatedly.
Now, he totally made that up. There's one pair of shoes.
He does exaggerate.
I've got my eye on, and I have threatened that they are. They're going
again.
To disappear.
So you're saying they're like clunky, big bottom sandals.
Yes.
That are...
Yeah.
Why do you care so much?
I don't know.
Shoes.
She just
if she likes them and they're comfortable.
You know, every once in a while there's something you don't like.
Why don't you just leave her alone?
Does she go through your stuff? Is this like a
retaliation everything.
For
everything?
So she keeps you.
I came home yesterday.
Decent.
My desk was gone. I came back from Hawaii. My desk was gone, and I go, "What do you do?" She goes, "It took up too much space."
Wait a minute! You flew back to L.A. and then up here?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
You just like to fly stuff.
I don't know. People, like, a lot of times gigs will buy my flights for me, and so I got to just follow the flight. And I got some buddies at Delta that take care of me a lot that'll reroute me, and sometimes
nice.
They can't. And but shout out to Delta and my guys there.
Shame.
So grandparents have your daughter all week, so you guys did a few days
Two
in
days.
Hawaii?
No, I did Hawaii alone.
Oh,
I'm not like Vinny.
Oh, so you went down and got your wife, and
I'm like Vinny. I go alone and I surf.
Right. He went on a baby moon and just got to watch people surfing.
We're doing that in June, and I will still surf on my baby moon. On my honeymoon, we went to the Maldives, and we got there, and it was like 8 foot. Perfect reeling off this reef one day, and I go to where they take you out, the boat that takes you out to surf.
Yeah.
And we went there after coffee, and the guy goes, "Hey, come back here at 3 o'clock." He's like, "It's going to be perfect. The tide's going to be perfect. It'll be the best waves you ever surf in your entire life." And I'm like jumping up and down. I'm
Yay!
So excited. There's going to be me and one other guy on the wave. And like,
did you do this?
I'm like, "Oh my God, this is awesome. We're on our honeymoon." And Lauren goes, we walk away and she goes, "That's what time the dolphin cruise is."
Oh no.
And I go,
"Oh, the dolphin
What dolphin cruise? And she goes, the sunset dolphin cruise. And I go, yeah, we'll have to do that tomorrow. She goes, this is the last day they do it. And I go, I don't care. We flew 28 hours to the Maldives.
Wait.
So I could surf these waves. And she goes, no, we came here for our honeymoon. And I go, yeah, but it's a dumb dolphin cruise. These are the best waves in the world. And she goes, but they serve champagne. I'm like, it's a dolphin cruise. I go, I'll take you to SeaWorld when we get home. You can see dolphins. I see dolphins every day in California. I don't see 8 foot reeling off a reef break in the middle of the Indian Ocean with no one there. And she goes, but they don't have champagne at SeaWorld. I'm like, I'll bring a bottle of champagne to SeaWorld. And I'm like, and so we almost divorced on our honeymoon over this.
Okay, hold on though. Place your bets, everyone. Did he go on the dolphin cruise or
Absolutely
did he go surfing?
Not.
He went surfing.
He went surfing.
He went on the dolphin cruise.
Sarah, you're a genius.
I know.
I went on the dolphin cruise, and Lauren will tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sucker. I was like, he said they almost divorced on their honeymoon.
I ruined the dolphin cruise, not just for Lauren, for every other couple on the dolphin cruise. Lauren said,
so you were your usual joy.
That's my move. Well, if you're going to make me do it, I'm going to ruin it for everybody.
Lauren said my energy was just...
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Everybody on the cruise could feel it. And here's the worst part. They took the dolphin cruise out around the wave.
So you were watching the
I
surf.
Was watching
so you were
the
watching
boat.
The one guy
yeah.
enjoy surf, the wave.
Like the greatest wave I've ever. It's called Yin Yangs. It's like world class wave. This guy's just getting it all by himself. I almost dove off the boat and just went.
I'm sure most of the people would have been fine with that.
Yeah, especially the one that's out there right now.
It's like, thanks for ruining my dolphin cruise.
It was almost the end for us. I was like, oh, Vinny, it
So I told the story on the air that the point of not going surfing when we went on the baby moon was because I've had those relationships where I turn up 4 hours later.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Where have you? I don't know. I have a surfboard under my arm. I look exhausted.
This is where I've been.
Just came out of the ocean. I've been surfing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, get dressed and get ready for it. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's just not good. It's not one of those vibes.
Not good. Are you wearing an Apple Watch?
I am.
And does that have the phone on it?
It does.
Is it waterproof?
It is.
Are you an idiot?
What do you mean?
He didn't have it back then, I guess.
Oh, no.
She can get a hold of you out in the ocean. That's my one excuse.
No, I'm not worried about that at all. No, this actually is... Great.
I know it is.
You know what this thing does?
But she can get a hold of you.
Don't worry about that. This thing keeps track of my exercise when I surf.
I know. It's amazing.
Have you ever done that?
No.
It's killer.
I just don't. I don't want her to know that she could call me when I'm out.
She wouldn't do that. She's been with you long enough now. She
doesn't want to talk to you. She would.
And then she'd be mad because you're like on a wave and don't take her call. And
she used to tell me how I always go on 15-minute surfs. I go, I'm just going to go out and surf for 15 minutes.
Because that happens.
4 hours later.
Right.
Where were you?
It takes all day.
It does
must
take
really
all
love
day.
You because God knows.
Yeah, seriously, like, oh. Who's going to put up with this?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
And now the two of you are adding to your family.
I
Congratulations,
know.
Yeah. Buddy.
Sarah, you have two, right?
I do.
Everybody tells me it's exponentially harder with
it
two.
It is. It's so much harder.
Like it's like you thought life was tough.
You know what, though? It's actually, it's in some ways, it's better now. Like, they're such good friends now, and they just have, like, it's so fun to see them and their different things. But, yeah, when I've told these guys this a million times. There were so many days that it's the end of the day. They've been fighting with each other all day long. And I'm like, oh, my God, if you guys could just stop fighting and screaming for 1 minute, my life would be perfect. But then there are like joyful moments where they fall asleep together and they're kind of wrapped around it. And then, of course, you take a million pictures because you're like, oh, my God, this is like a moment of peace that'll never happen again. But it's better. It is. They just have each other. They learn so much just from having to deal with someone else. I think it's huge.
A friend of mine said the best thing about kids. He said they're the best worst thing in the world.
They're absolutely. Yeah. Don't you agree? I mean, even with just one, it's the best thing and the worst thing.
I can't get enough. I love her so much.
Yeah. It's, and you've never known love like that. Yeah, you know how your parents feel about you when you have a baby.
Oh, no. You're not going to cry, are you?
I would if I would let myself, but okay. I won't do it.
Well, your kids are going off to college now?
I have one in college and one who's a junior. You'll meet them today at the thing.
And we have one in Berkeley.
Yeah, we have a kid right over in Berkeley.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So great.
So smart.
Yeah.
He comes home all the time.
And a state school that doesn't cost much, too.
You are knocking ding-ding on that. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's half the price of other colleges.
I know. I know. That's why I already look at it. And I'm like, everybody's like, you have to put away this much for college. And I'm like, no. She's going to state school. There are great schools
in
California.
Yeah. But save. Because even the state school, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That is...
Are you saving?
Tons of money.
Not at all.
No 529 yet?
You got to get a 529 set up.
We do, but I'm going to Hawaii again. I need a baby moon.
Listen, Dad needs to live.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in Alaska next month.
You're going to be working until you're 75 years old.
You know what, though?
And another one on the way. Start saving. What's the matter with you?
My dad's 81 or 82, and he is still at work every single day. In his office, downtown Pittsburgh, drives in, goes to work, puts a suit on.
How many kids in your family?
Go Steelers.
Five.
Are you the oldest?
Go Steelers.
He's still paying for me. No.
Well, I know all about the Bingle Bus debacle. That was expensive.
And it's going strong.
Is it?
It's running?
The Bingle Bus is running. We're about to start taking it out. I'm booking up guests. So
it's a podcast again?
It's a podcast again. The Bingle Show is going. I just had on Dozer Dave this week. This guy out of Hawaii who's going to be on the show this week.
Ty Pennington come, your friend?
Ty helped design the thing.
So
did you
take advantage of his, Ty Pennington, I love. He's from Trading Spaces, and then he went on to do the show where if ABC hadn't stepped in, this family definitely would have died. Can't remember, like, Extreme Home Makeover.
There you go. Why would the family have died?
Oh, God, these people. You're like, how would they have gotten one more day if ABC hadn't come in and fixed their life for them?
Every time I watched the show, I was, like, in tears. And then I found out from Ty that, like, nothing was built well. It was all prefabricated. Like they would just, like, fake it for the show. And then afterwards, like, a year later, if you went back to those houses, it looked like a crack house.
That's so good.
He'll kill me for saying that.
Why'd that show go away? Because they were doing crack houses?
No. What happened was they would build these houses for the people, and they would make them these, like, super nice houses, but it was like
in their horrible neighborhood
where they wouldn't take care of them, and then the houses would, like,
they'd sell everything in them is what I heard, and then they couldn't afford them because the taxes were crazy.
I mean, it's like lottery winners. Do you ever read what happens to lottery winners? Same thing with this a lot.
I was just, a friend I was talking to, his church, they do these great things where they help homeless people get into housing.
Right.
But one of the things they have to do is they have to circle back and make sure they're cleaning and taking care of the things that they've been basically gifted, because for whatever reason, however much time they've spent out of normal day-to-day life, they don't.
Well, you can't just give something. You got to give them the skills.
Right. That's it, though.
That's the whole thing. When someone gives you something, if you didn't work to get it doesn't mean the same thing to you. You don't have any pride of ownership in it.
I was listening to somebody read on the radio all the famous lottery winners of, like, the multi-million and they kept reading the stories of each one. And there were so many attempted murder stories of, like, you know, family members trying to kill them
to get the money. Right.
There were so many, like, bankruptcies. So many. There
should be mandatory, like, money management classes.
I agree. And it like a friend of mine got a lot of money in a settlement. A lot of money. Like
in the millions.
High millions.
Oh, did he buy you anything good?
No, he would if I wanted to. He's that kind. I never would let him. But he is. He's got a business manager. It's annuitized. He gets, and he'd be an idiot. He's like, he's a crazy comedian. He would be an idiot with his money.
But he had someone handle it for him.
He has somebody that gives him an allowance, and they say, this is what you can spend this week. So go to dinners, wherever you want, blah, 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 buy whatever, you know, clothes you want. But he has to call him and go, I want to buy this car. Can I buy this car? And he'll go, no, or yes.
no.
I would like that too. I have that as a wife right now.
Right. That's the kind of person you want in your life, managing your stuff.
I can't do it. If you gave me $1 million today, it would be gone tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Stop it.
Oh, yes.
What would you buy?
A new Bingle Bus for one.
Yeah, I mean that.
Hey, do you enjoy doobie weed now that it's legal?
Occasionally. I'm not an everyday kind of guy.
You don't want to do that all the time?
No.
Huh?
I like it when it's really good. Like I like it's like wine. You know, I don't want to crappy wine. I want really good wine, and I live in an area where everybody grows it, so I know which ones I like and which ones I don't. And
so the answer is yes. You're smoking pot all the
time. I worked
with
Tommy Chong. Good. I wrote Tommy Chong's show this year.
Why not? It's legal.
What do
you care?
I worked with Tommy Cheech and Chong. Tommy had an internet show, and I wrote the show for him. And his son is one of my really close friends, Paris Chong. And
shame.
And they have their own weed, Chong's Choice.
Oh.
I went to Tommy's house one day, and you know how people say hi, like, how are you? He said, how's your weed? And I went, huh? He goes, how's your weed? And I go, I quit smoking. I was getting panic attacks. And he goes, oh, man, you got the demons. And I was like, no, I do. And he goes, you got it. It's not the weed, man. It's you. And I go,
I know it was me.
You got the demons,
you know what he told me?
What?
He's like, You're smoking the wrong setting, man. You gotta read the Bible or like listen to a symphony and get yourself in the right state of mind and then smoke. And I was like, oh, okay. So then he just starts giving me like I think it was like a pound of weed.
Loading you up.
And he's like, here, man, take this home and you're gonna love it. It's all organic, it's got no chemicals. And I go, Tommy, I don't wanna drive with all of this in my car. He goes, it's California, man. The cops they won't even care, man. They'll just like ask if they can smoke it with you. So I took all this weed home and I had Tommy Chong's weed, and people would come over. He came to my house one time. And Tommy Chong's in my house, and Jason, who used to be the sidekick on my show, said,
show?
Tommy, this is, Talkin's hit.
Talkin's hit.
Oh.
He said, Jason goes to Tommy, he goes, Tommy, this has like been a dream of mine to like meet you and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I even brought my favorite weed, you know, like and Tommy goes, well, man, spark it up, let's smoke it. And I hear Lauren from upstairs in my house go, no smoking in the house. And I run up the steps and I go, Lauren,
it's Tommy Chong.
I go, this is Tommy Chong. That's like telling Michael Jordan he can't dribble a basketball in your house. He is going to smoke weed in our bedroom if he wants to. He's going to smoke weed in my mouth if he wants to.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Like this is Tommy Chong.
Wow.
Like,
and then she said no, and you guys went outside.
That's exactly what happened.
Right. I see. I know exactly.
Yeah.
Dolphin cruise all
she
the
had
way.
She had to live in my house.
Game over, man. All right, listen. Eddie F is at the Punchline tonight. If you're lucky enough to have passes for Ready Player One for our private screening today, you get to meet Eddie in person. He'll love that. He loves that. Just meet a bunch of.
No, I do.
I know.
Love
that's what I'm saying.
I'm having my own festival. In July 13th through 15th.
Oh, yeah, this is the camping thing.
Yeah, I am paying, I'm going to lose about 20 grand on this, don't tell her.
Okay. So you're renting out a campground and people are buying tickets.
It's an Airbnb that this woman has tree houses.
Oh, it's the tree house thing, we looked it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her name's Crazy Trazy. Talk about weed. I mean, from the minute she wakes up till the minute she goes to sleep.
You're having almost like a festival.
Yeah, I'm having a festival. 12 comedians performing over 3 days. A bus picks you up at the airport. A weed bus picks you up at the airport, drives you to the Airbnb, all camping. There are, we're having fireworks. There's a slip and slide. There's a hot tub. There's tree houses. There's tiny houses. There's a pig in a dress.
Oh.
And
where can people find out about this?
EddieIfft.com.
IFFT.
Yeah, and it's called the Bingle Fest. And
I'll post it on the soon.
Yeah, put it up.
She texted me the other day and she said she's got a lot of farm animals and she said, hey, no donkey show. I just got a text that said, hey, no donkey show at the festival. And I
just occurred to her and she.
And I was like, why would you ever think? And she's like, I've been seeing some of your fans.
Oh. All right, listen, Eddie, good luck at the Punchline tonight.
Thank you.
Everybody, go see Eddie at least at the Punchline and then maybe at the Treehouse Festival.
Yeah.
Anytime, you know that. It's great to see
I love you guys.
Love you,
buddy.
Congrats,
Eddie. The love.
Thanks, same to you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.